Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by this message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In this episode, David continues teaching from the book of Acts, chapter 4. In verses 31 to 37, the believers prayed together, and the place where they were gathered was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. The believers were united in heart and mind, and they shared everything they had. They testified to the resurrection of Jesus with great power, and there were no needy persons among them, because those who owned land or houses sold them and brought the money to the apostles to distribute to anyone who had need. Now, open your Bible and join David for today's word.
So verse 31, after they'd prayed, the whole place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And it's so clear in verse 32, the reaction is many of them all of the multitude of them that believed were with one heart, one soul, one mind. And none of them that said anything, what happened? They got to a extent that this is the beginning where it's saying that they declared everything in common, they shared everything together. So it says nobody claimed any rights of their money, their possessions, but they had all things in common. This is a separate issue, but they did. And this is what happened in the early church. They sold the possessions, and they gave the money to the Lord's work. We shall see that as we come even into the next chapter with the story of Ananias and Sapphira. So it began here in verse 32 of chapter 4 that they began to share everything in order to provide together for the work of God, that the work of God might be financed and supported. If only we realize the truth of this. But in verse 33, the result is, with great power, the apostles witnessed of the resurrection of Jesus. The result was that all the apostles, now this is not just Peter and John, this is all the apostles, with great power, became witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. Do you know, I just somehow feel that this is such a challenge to us in our ministry, because here, three in effect, is one is the power of the evidence of the miracles. Secondly, it is that the gospel is preached in the name of Jesus, not in religion. And the third thing is so important, that the power came through the resurrection of Jesus. You know, we don't talk enough about the resurrection. Yes, I know in a communion service we celebrate his death and resurrection. I know at Easter we celebrate his death and resurrection. But the power of the gospel is that God raised Jesus from the dead. Come on. There's no other religion. Come on, there is no other religion. There's no other religion that offers a resurrection from the dead. But that is our gospel, that if we give our lives to Christ, if we're born again, if we believe in the miracle of the resurrection, we shall also rise from the dead. My wife will rise from the dead. My parents will rise from the dead. I was going to say I'll rise from the dead, but I don't think I'm even going to find time to die, so I'm not even going to dwell on that. No, we believe in life after death. And I'm so concerned on this issue that we're neglecting a major point, because when you read in the newspaper or you hear about children that die and then they say that they're angels or stars, and sadly, so often if a child has lost a mother, they say, oh, your mother's in heaven watching over you. No. Unless they have accepted Christ and been born again, they don't have eternal life. And the only resurrection, I'm sorry, I'm a hellfire preacher. The only resurrection they have is to judgment. No, that's what the Bible is clear. For the ungodly, there is a resurrection, but only to judgment. For us, the resurrection is to eternal life with Christ. Oh, what a glorious gospel. You know, I just feel that the church is losing the key elements of its message, the key elements of the truth of what's in the Word of God. I mean, get back and preach what Paul and John and Peter preached. And those three are notorious for the strength of their preaching, particularly Paul and then Peter and John. They were the first, of course. Paul wasn't converted at this point. That doesn't come until later, as I shall tell you. But if only we could get back to the emphasis of the truth and pray as the early church. This is the early church. This is the first church meeting. And what they're doing is in verse 29 of Acts 4, they're saying, Lord, this is what they're praying. Look at these threatenings. Give to your servants boldness to speak your word. Come on. I need you to pray that over me, that God would give me boldness to preach the truth. I'm not afraid of religious leaders. I'm not afraid of political leaders. That's why I was in prison once. That didn't make me afraid. No, praise God, because God worked a miracle and got me out. You know, this is the miracle of the gospel. Come on. And stretch forth your hand to heal, so that signs and wonders can be done as the evidence and the proof that Jesus is alive. We're not preaching a gospel of a dead God. We're preaching a gospel of a living Savior, Jesus Christ. And in verse 31, when they prayed like this, the whole place was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness, and they were of one accord. And in verse 33, with great power, the apostles witnessed the resurrection. Come on, with great power. Where's that power? We need that power. And in verse 34, we're touching on the next message next time, because there was no lack among them, because those that possessed houses or land sold them and brought the money in and laid it down at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed so that everybody's needs were met. Okay, I won't deal with the last two verses because that comes in the next chapter. Come on. Change your praying. Pray that God would give us boldness, and pray for me that God will give me greater boldness in Jesus' name. And God bless you. Amen.
Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. During December, David met with spiritual leaders in Ukraine. He prayed with and ministered to a group of military chaplains. 2,500 people filled the largest Pentecostal church to absolute capacity to pray for the total victory of Ukraine. All his life, David Hathaway has been believing, searching, seeking for more of God's power, more of the Holy Spirit. In his book, A Faith Beyond, David shows how to make faith work. David believes that none of us, fully comprehend how great our God is, or the limitless extent of his power, here on earth. But the only way to see and demonstrate the power of God is by having a faith beyond. Because there are no limits to God's power. Order David's book, A Faith Beyond, by visiting our website, eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.